are definitely up. We're up to 238,888 cumulative total cases across the state. Yesterday, we actually increased by 4,107, which is a very, very high number, I think a record for the state. We have 24,408 active cases right now, and there's 1,323 individuals across the state that are hospitalized due to COVID. That's up 27 from the previous day. But, Bob, if you go back and look at, like, right around Christmas, December 26th, 27th, right in that time frame, it's up 41% since then.
Ooh.
So a big jump in hospitalizations. Number of individuals that are on vents right now are 224, and we've seen 3,836 deaths so far due to COVID across the state of Arkansas. In Baxter County, we've had a cumulative total of 2,233 cases. We currently have 261 active cases, and unfortunately, we've seen 72 deaths in the county of Baxter County. If you look at the Baxter County and the five contiguous counties to Baxter County, so those six counties, there are 751 active cases in those six counties. So COVID is definitely here, and we definitely need to be careful. As a system, we've tested now 14,578 individuals. So we've tested quite a few individuals. We've had 1,233 positives. We've had a total of 339 COVID admissions to the hospital. We currently have 26 inpatients. We've have four in our ICU and three on ventilators. We've had as many as 34 inpatients in the hospital, so 26 is not our high, but with the numbers going up, we do anticipate those highs coming back shortly. We have a total of 261 employees that have cumulatively over time tested positive with COVID. We currently have 21 active employees with COVID, and of course, I always want to emphasize those 21 individuals are in isolation, in quarantine, at home, and not working.
Ron, let's talk about the vaccination process and how it's going, and when will the group that received the first round of vaccine start receiving the second round?
You know, I really think the state is doing a nice job with the vaccination process. It's taking time, but people just have to have patience, and our process went really well. We received our first batch of vaccination back on December 17th, and we vaccinated over 1,000 individuals and used all the vaccinations by Monday, the 21st of December. We will be giving the second dose to those individuals starting tomorrow, and we kind of plan that same time frame starting tomorrow and going through Monday with giving that second dose. And you know, right at the moment, we have received enough to be able to give a second dose, and that's it. But we are anticipating that we'll receive a few more doses, and with that, we would like to go back and get employees that we have missed for one reason or another, and also help out getting first responders. And if you look at the state plan, there's really phases, and phase 1A is supposed to last through January, and that's really for healthcare workers, long-term care residents, and staff, and EMS, fire, and law enforcement, those first responders. Hospitals are supposed to vaccinate their own workers, while pharmacies are supposed to take care of the other individuals. But what we've noticed is that hospitals do have some resources at the moment. We're trying not to pull away from patient care, but if we do have the resources, and Baxter does have the resources, we're willing to help with those vaccinations to those other individuals and help those pharmacies get those vaccinations out as soon as possible. But that phase 1A is through January, phase 1B is through February, and 1C is through April. 1B is when you start hitting people who are 70 years and older, and teachers and school staff, and 1C is 65, people 65 and older, and then probably the general public is after that. And so if you're wondering, because that seems to be the big question out there, if you're wondering when you're going to get your vaccine, you will basically have to have some patience, but I would say, you know, by May, June, it should be available to everybody.
Stephanie, here's a question I bet you get all the time. Once someone gets the vaccine, will they still be required to wear a mask?
Yeah, the CDC, of course, is still recommending that we follow all those precautions, that we continue to wear a mask, that we social distance at least 6 feet away from others, and, of course, wash your hands often. There's still a lot to learn about the vaccine that experts need to learn about, and, of course, there's other factors that we have to look at, like who all has the vaccine and how much that COVID is spreading in the community.
What can you tell us about the muted COVID-19 strain?
So the new variant is actually called B117, and what they've discovered is that they have found it in actually over 33 countries, and we have found it in at least 5 states here in the country so far. But what they have discovered is that it's not any more severe of an illness if you get this new variant, but it is 40 to 70% more contagious. Researchers do believe that the COVID-19 vaccine will likely protect against this new variant, and we have discovered that individuals with this new variant will test positive for COVID with our testing, so we won't necessarily know that it is the variant, but they will still test positive, and of course the treatment and everything is the same.
Ralph, we hear that Baxter Regional is now conducting saliva testing. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we're very proud to say that the laboratory here at BRMC has been designated by the Yale School of Public Health to offer the saliva direct test. So basically the test, Yale scientists with some funding from the NBA developed this saliva test. They got emergency use authorization from the FDA. Our laboratory had to go through a verification process to determine that we could perform the test. We sent our data to Yale. They looked at it, and they said that we were good. We signed an agreement, and now we're a designated laboratory. The test itself is still a PCR, so the performance is comparable to what we're currently doing, but it's got a lot of advantages over our current testing. So if you've heard of a win-win situation before, this one is a win-win-win situation. For us in the laboratory, it helps us to do more samples. It gets rid of some of the roadblocks that we have to testing right now. It helps us with some of the supply issues. For the doctors that order the test, they're going to get the results faster. And the most important thing is for our patients. We don't have to do the nasopharyngeal swab anymore, so it's safer for the patients. It's safer for our collectors. It's definitely more comfortable for our patients. So if you were thinking that you needed tested, please don't hesitate to come get the test because you're nervous about being swabbed. We're going to offer this for basically anyone who is getting tested, but it's going to be especially useful for people that are going to do our community testing or anything pre-surgical. The most important thing that you can do as a patient to help us out is if you would refrain from eating, drinking, chewing gum, using tobacco for 30 minutes prior to your testing.
Tobias, is Baxter Regional still offering by appointment only COVID-19 testing for the community?
Yes, Bob, absolutely. And with that announcement of the saliva testing, I'm sure we'll get a lot more phone calls, but we are offering that by appointment only. So if you're interested in getting a COVID test, what you'll do is you'll call 870-508-7047, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. If you call outside of those hours, you may get a voicemail. Please leave a voicemail. We will call you back. What they're going to do is they're going to schedule that appointment for you, tell you when to show up, tell you where to pull through. And it's been a real seamless process. We've heard a lot of great feedback. It's really helped us provide more testing for our community. So we're excited, and we're even more excited now that the people will be able to show up and we don't have to necessarily tickle their brain.
What was that phone number again?
That phone number once again is 870-508-7047.
Ron, some closing thoughts this morning.
Well, Bob, we've talked about a lot today, but I think with the vaccine out there, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but that tunnel is a long tunnel, and so we still need to remember the 3 W's. We need to wear a mask, we need to wash our hands, and we need to wait 6 feet apart. Remember those social distancing, and it's really critical. We can see the difference in the number of cases, the number of hospitalizations. Hospitals across the state are truly getting close to their maximum capacity. We were talking quite a bit about how can we expand, and so the biggest way we can help with that is prevention, and that is wearing that mask, washing your hands, and waiting 6 feet apart.
You know, Ron, I don't guess you've kept count. I'm sure Tobias has, but according to our numbers, this is the 70th broadcast from Baxter Regional.
Wow. Wow. No, we haven't, but that's amazing, and it's just, it's so amazing if you think about last January at this time, we didn't even think about COVID, and, you know, we maybe heard about it, but we really didn't think much about it, and you're right, I think it was March 11th when the first case was identified in the state, and we've been on the radio now, thanks to you and your help, hopefully we're providing information to people 70 times. That's impressive.
Well, but you're to be congratulated because you have stepped out there and said, we will answer your questions, and had all the transparency in the world. Couldn't ask for more, I don't think.
And we'll keep trying. We'll keep trying to do that, Bob. We appreciate your help and supporting us on that.
All right, Ron, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ron Peterson, President, CEO at Baxter Regional Medical Center, Stephanie Free, Infection Preventionist, Ralph Van Dyke, Lab Technical Specialist, and Tobias Pugsley, Director of Marketing.